USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. In a David versus Goliath case, 37-year-old Dwayne Lee Johnson took on the pesticide company Monsanto, claiming the products Roundup Pro and Ranger Pro didn't provide sufficient warning about its adverse health effects. He's suffering from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. A judge announces the award given by a jury in a San Francisco courtroom.
What amount of punitive damages, if any, do you award to Mr. Johnson? Answer, $250 million.
Johnson's lawsuit against Monsanto was the first case to go to trial in a string of legal complaints. Charlottesville, Virginia is getting ready for the weekend anniversary of the white supremacist rally that turned violent and deadly. Susan Brough, whose daughter Heather Heyer was killed when a car rammed into counter-protesters, says she's become an activist furthering Heather's work for equal rights.
We've got to heal the wounds that are so deep and so nasty and so infected.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions says the Trump administration will not back off its quest to end illegal immigration. Speaking to federal prosecutors and law enforcement officers in Houston,
they call it the alpha criminal, the person who's bringing other young people into crime, who's doing most of the work. Most people don't murder. Most people don't rape. And so if we target smartly, we can make a big difference.
Sessions also urged the public to support what he called common sense measures to reduce gang violence. An inmate at a Nevada prison has been charged with murder, felony murder, and attempted murder in the deaths of three members of an Aurora family and a Lakewood woman that had gone unsolved for the past 34 years. Aurora Police Chief Nicholas Metz says the case was solved thanks to DNA evidence.
We are thankful for the advancement in science and what that science has done in solving this case.
57-year-old Alex Ewing is already serving a 40-year prison term for two counts of attempted murder and assault with a deadly weapon in the attack of a couple with an axe handle in their bedroom. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
President Donald Trump's nominee to be the next justice on the Supreme Court, Judge Brett Kavanaugh, is set for a confirmation hearing September 4th. That announcement comes amid the release of a trove of documents related to Kavanaugh's time in the White House. Democrats argue that it's a mad rush, while Republicans are saying it's time to get on with the process. The State Department confirms that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has spoken to the Russian foreign minister on the recently imposed economic sanctions on Moscow and on Syria. John Clemens reports.
Mr. Pompeo spoke at length to Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. I spoke to Mike Tran at the U.S. State Department, who read the release attributable to spokesperson Heather Nauer.
Secretary Pompeo reiterated that the United States seeks an improved relationship with Russia and agreed to future dialogue. The secretary discussed with Minister Lavrov recent sanctions imposed on Russia pursuant to the Chemical and Biological Weapons and Warfare Elimination Act of 1991, and the secretary discussed the ongoing challenges in Syria.
The man accused of setting a Southern California forest fire appeared in a jailhouse courtroom and made several outbursts claiming that his life was being threatened. 51-year-old Forrest Gordon Clark is charged with arson and other crimes in connection with the Holy Fire. A court commissioner postponed Clark's arraignment until August 17th.
Bail has been set at $1 million.
May I pay for that
and
immediately?
Can we please have a bail?
Can I post bail?
Also set on the 17th?
Yes.
I can handle a million right now, easily.
You don't need to.
More than 21,000 people have been forced out of their homes. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.